Welcome to Eagles Game Plan. And after the Eagles come off a huge win against the Washington Redskins, they find themselves in first place in the NFC East as they enter the bye week.
On today's show, we'll break down the key moments in the win over the Washington Redskins.
And I'll let you know who I think's been the Eagles' most valuable defensive player. I wonder who would that be? You have to stay tuned to find out.
And as always, head coach Chip Kelly will join me right here for some film work. Eagles Game Plan starts right now. Welcome into Eagles Game Plan. I'm Brian Baldinger along with Ike Reese and Mike Quick. And guys, let's look back at that. The third win in a row. They broke the jinx there at the link. They get the win. Let's start with you, Ike. The first thing that really impressed you about that complete victory on Sunday.
I got to say, fellas, it was the head coach and his play calling. I thought he did a great job coming out with a game plan to keep the Redskins' defense off balance. They used the screens very well. They were able to use isolation plays, Shady McCoy out of the backfield in man-to-man situations. Took their shots deep when needed. But I really love the fact that he just mixed it up. Run game, passing game, got this offense off to a great start this week.
I agree with Ike. And I thought Chip Kelly did a great job in mixing things up and keeping them off balance. But I really like what Billy Davis did and what Billy Davis has done with this defense, getting these guys to commit to playing team defense and really taking away the key component of every offense that comes in here. You know, he took away Alfred Morris. He had 90 yards, but really, they weren't 90 yards that really affected the game. And every Sunday, I'm seeing him take away the key guy out of every offense.
There were a lot of big plays in the game, Mike, but I thought one in particular really sort of set the tone for the game.
Yeah, and it's that Eagles defense in the red zone. I mean, the Redskins were driving deep into Eagles territory, looking for an opportunity to score, to put points on the board, until this Eagles defense came up with the key turning point in the game, at least from my perspective. It's second and goal, and Washington quarterback Robert Griffin III is lined up in the pistol with four receivers split out wide, leaving just six players in for protection. The Eagles are going to blitz, and they're sending six rushers after the quarterback. The ball is snapped, and if you look at the Washington offensive line, they have all picked up an Eagles rusher. Here, you can see running back Roy Helu is responsible for blocking linebacker Connor Barwin. Barwin runs through Helu's block and not only gets to the quarterback, but disrupts the throw. Barwin forces a fumble as the ball pops into the waiting arms of Fletcher Cox. None of this is possible without great coverage by the secondary on the back end, forcing Griffin to hold the football. This was a huge play in the game and a great job of play design and execution by Billy Davis's defense.
As he does every week, Chip Kelly joins us for some film work here, Coach. And let's take a look at some of these plays here, because there's a chain reaction to every one of these plays that a lot of things have to take place correctly for the big play to happen. So let's just take us through some of the elements of this screen to Brent Celek.
Yeah, we're running a screen. They tried to play us in a lot of man coverage. Obviously, screens are beneficial when you're in man coverage. If you can block the guy that's responsible for somebody, then you think you get an opportunity for a catch and a run.
So let's just take it. Bryce Brown's in the backfield here. You sent him in motion here, Coach. I think just the speed that he comes out of here with right here takes this linebacker out immediately. He's running with him because he sees the urgency that he leaves the backfield with.
Everybody's got to assume that they are going to get the ball. So Bryce does it. The other thing it does is it unveils the coverage for us, so the quarterback knows when someone runs with it, it is man coverage.
Right.
You know, and so what we understand now in man coverage, we want to get the ball back here, but we need to block the guy that's responsible for him. And that's what the screen concept is all about right now.
There's also, before we get to that, Coach, I just think, you know, the spread concepts that that you have. I mean, when Bryce comes out here and this linebacker leaves, there's four defenders out there on the other side of the field here that are worried about what you've got going on, whether it's bubble, whether it's wheels, or whether it's, you know, man routes, whatever out here. It really takes four defenders right out of the picture.
It does. And part of the concept of being a spread offense is, let's take this field as 53 and a third and let's stretch the defense to cover the entire field. You know, when you're playing those 21 teams or 22 teams and they're packing everybody in the box, they're not utilizing the field. We're trying to utilize the field from a stretch standpoint so that now, even if we were to throw the ball to, say, Jason. He's in open space. There's not a lot of people around him, you know. So the concept of the spread offense is to spread everybody out so that we create bigger lanes for us to run through.
Make him play in space. So the guy that you're isolating here is Perry Riley, the linebacker. All right, because he's man-to-man right here on Brent Celek. So you know that when you call the play, helps to have your all-pro tackle right here free, being able to go pick him off right there.
Well, what we try to do on all screen plays, and we talk about forming a sidewalk between the hash and the numbers. And so what happens here is Jason's responsible to kick out. Kelsey's responsible for this side of the sidewalk. Todd Herriman's is responsible for the back part of the sidewalk. And then we're going to try to insert a guard through the middle of it. So when you watch this, especially from behind, you see how it expresses itself. There it is right there. That's perfect. Is that Kelsey's kicking in, Jason kicks out, Evans threw the chute, and Todd took care of the backside. And when you watch it from behind, you'll see where Jeff Mail's doing a great job out here at the wide receiver spot, keeping his corner off, and then Evans coming through for any garbage, any leakage. If someone were to fall off a little bit off of Kelsey's block, or if we had some fall off here, Evans kind of our cleanup guy. So it's a perfect picture of he's on the outside, we've got it sealed here, here's a protector here, Harriman's finished it on the backside, he's our ambush player. And obviously the one thing about Brent, just the effort that he plays with, and that's kind of what we're preaching every day, but when you see it on film, it's a great example of he's a guy that's bought 1,000% into everything we're doing here, is in physically the best shape of his life, and it's showing every day on the field.
Coach, I think, you know, one of your favorite plays down here in the goal line is just basic inside zone, but I just thought it was interesting that Perry Riley here takes that course right here, thinking that this quarterback is very capable of doing that, which he did during the game. But when he jumps out, this is going to open up this hole. Now, there's a lot of other things. Jason Peters and Zach Ertz are going to clean up here. You're going to get tremendous blocks here, angle blocks, where you're going to take Kelsey and Wright Mathis are going to take their men into the end zone.
Well, we could read it. If we did have edge pressure, then Nick now has an answer because it's either give to LeSean, edge pressure now, he can read it and pull it, and now we have a guy to pitch it to. So this is more of a give or pitch as opposed to a give or keep.
Okay.
So that Nick doesn't have to run it in from this standpoint. So if we got some edge pressure, we have a way of handling it. When the linebacker came out of the box, we knew we were going to get a good seal here. We also know when the linebacker comes out of the box, we're not getting edge pressure.
Right. Shady will take that 1 yard untouched plunge and
coaching standpoint, now, he cheats the drill at the end of this. Okay. And we talked about this in the meeting. He throws the ball over the goalpost.
No, no, there's no question. It's like what me and you would do, Coach, if we ever get that high. As long as we throw it, it looks like we
it
just missed
like
the dunk.
But he didn't. We talked about in the meeting. He didn't dunk it. No.
No. Now, the hand clearly is not over the goalpost.
He just touched the rim. He didn't dunk it.
Do you think he has enough hops to dunk it?
Oh, he can. Now, I told him he's weighed down with 25 pounds of pads. I think in a normal basketball game, there's a lot of things he can do athletically.
What was the unanimous team response to that, Coach?
They were with you on that?
They kind of sided with me on that one.
Okay. All right, Coach, this is the end of the game. And there's so many different elements. First thing I wanted to ask you, Coach, is just the coverage, because I see Carmichael up here. He's got a man turn, so he's man, and you got a double here on Garcon, and that's the first look at RG3, and you take that look away. But what's going on in the middle right here, Coach, that you can kind of tell us a little bit about?
Well, we're in man coverage, but we're not in zero man, so we've got help. So to the single receiver side, we can double the single receiver. So we hopefully we've canceled this read for RG3 on this side. And now it just depends on how these routes express themselves.
This is a third and one situation.
To where he can fit. But the other thing you want to do is you want to be snugged up on third and one so that a quick throw doesn't beat you. So
they're going to get this. They're going to get two quick outs right here. RG3 is going to go one here, two, and he's going to go three. And he's going to run it off. But really what Boykin does is he's kind of free right here to fit it.
Brandon has this receiver on any in-break. Safety has him on any outbreak. So as he breaks out and we bracket him, now Brandon becomes a free player. And that's why he's allowed to get his eyes back. The guys that are in man aren't going to get their eyes back to the quarterback because they need to plaster and stay on their guys. But as this happens, Brandon now turns into the free player and the football player where he can read his eyes and now fall back in and make that play.
Well, he's now looking for work. Because he's now you've taken the reads away. So now he's kind of freed up to be a football player right here. And so we'll get to the pressure part of this. Now, whether he's throwing this ball away or not, I mean, this is the second interception in the end zone in back-to-back weeks for Brandon Boykin because he's alert, his eyes are in the right place, and he's doing the right thing.
Yeah, the first thing that happens, though, which is awesome on this play, is Trent Cole.
Right.
When he goes to set his feet to throw the football, you watch Trent walk the tackle back, so he now has to flush. And that's where Fletch has to now come into play. But the biggest thing that happens to kind of disrupt RG3 to start is watch where Trent on the drive block. Watch him now set his feet, and now he's flushed. Because any good quarterback feels that.
Yeah.
And I know sometimes people talk about Trent, well, his sack numbers. His pressure on the quarterback's been outstanding all year long. Mm-hmm. And these are the things that don't go into any stat book, but you understand how he can affect the game, is that he forces this guy that way.
Gotcha.
And now here comes Fletch off a double team, playing with great effort, probably played his best game to date this week. You know, had an interception, had six tackles. Now here comes Fletch coming off because Trent made the quarterback flush to him. And now the two guys having great feel for each other is that if he flushes him, he's coming to me.
Sure.
If Fletch had flushed him, he was coming to Trent. But we're squeezing and trying to contain. We're in a situation where Connor's reading him in case he flushes out because he's obviously a very athletic
almost
quarterback.
Spy.
Yeah, almost in a spy-like mode so that we know where he is in terms of running it. But I think because of what Trent did here, allows Fletch to come off the double team and make the play on a quarterback.
Coming up on the show, we'll see what facet of the passing game has Nick Foles clicking on all cylinders. But first, we'll see who has stood out as the leader of the pack on defense. We'll explain that more when Eagles Game Plan returns. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospital. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority, for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. And Ike, almost every single week I look at a stat page. And at the end of the game, this man right here is leading his team in tackles. And he just looks unbelievably comfortable in the scheme right now. The defensive line is doing a good job of protecting him.
Yeah, I think you said it best there, Baldy. He just looks comfortable. He's playing off instincts as opposed to thinking about everything, being in an uncomfortable scheme last year. He's right at home in the middle. That front line, that D-line, they're keeping him clean. You take a look at this play here. He reads it, dissects it, and runs straight to the football. This is the way you play middle linebacker.
I mean, he's just keying. He's just reading his keys right here. He sees Eddie Lacy going that way. He's going to meet him.
Yeah.
Going to meet him. And then the angle is great. And then the way that he goes through the outside shoulder right here, you know, and then just really gets square to him and then takes him down. I mean, Eddie Lacy's a 230-pound back right here. He takes him right off his feet right here, runs right through him right there. I mean, it's just a perfect form tackle.
Yeah, it really is. And I love the way he was able to keep pace with the running back. Mm-hmm. Didn't overrun the play, didn't get cut off by the lineman. Does a great job of having a nice feel inside that box there.
And then he really mans the middle. And in the passing game, anybody that's running a crosser, he's looking to create a little bit of contact right here, some collisions to knock all those crossers off their route.
It's one thing I learned about this middle linebacker spot. Old number 54 used to love doing this. Mm-hmm. You get a receiver coming across that middle, it's better to hit him than have to chase him and cover him.
That's right.
And D'Amico takes full advantage of that 5-yard rule when you're allowed to chuck receivers that are coming across the middle. Hey, it's going to help you out in coverage. You can get a nice hit on him.
But I think it also helps is the instant recognition. Here he is. He's talking to Michael Kendricks here, pre-snap right here.
The communication is big here. As you'll see, he and Kendricks really have the running back and the tight end, man-to-man. And what he's calling there is what we like to call a banjo.
Yep.
He goes out, I'll take the first one coming in. Nice pass off between he and Kendrick, and Romo didn't have anywhere to go and winds up throwing a bad pass to the tight end.
This portion of the Eagles game plan was brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Stay tuned. Coming up next, we'll see what facet of the pass game has come through in a big way for Chip Kelly's offense right here on Eagles Game Plan.
Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. You know, when I start my week, I love putting on the Eagles offensive tape because Chip Kelly provides so many dimensions to the Eagles offense. One of the things that he does really well is the screen game. And I'm not just talking about the old-fashioned screen game, your grandfather's screen game where he just throws it to the back and you get a few offensive linemen out in front. There are so many wrinkles and deviations to what Chip Kelly does with the screen. And we saw one this past week in the victory over the Redskins. It was Brad Smith's first play, believe it or not, as an Eagle. And you'll notice he's in the backfield to the right of Nick Foles. Now notice he will go in motion to the left. What that does is it brings second-level defenders, linebackers, to that side. Now, when Foles takes the snap, he will look that way initially, which further influences second-level defenders. But look what Foles does. He comes back to the right and throws a more normal type screen to Bryce Brown. Beautifully designed screen with a misdirection element. This is really creative design by Chip Kelly. Very, very effective. You get an explosive pass play off a screen concept. Now, when I saw this play, I thought back to a previous game. It was the first play against Tampa about a month ago. And this time, look who's in the backfield in motion. DeSean Jackson moving to the left, the same way that Brad Smith went. He's as explosive a player as there is in the NFL. The defense has to respond. What do you see? You see Foles take the snap and then come back to his right to LeSean McCoy with bodies in front of him and a lot of open space. And there's no back in the league better in open space than LeSean McCoy. Again, a great wrinkle and a basic screen. That's one of the things that Chip Kelly has done so well this season, and he continues to expand it and expand it as the Eagles' offense settles in and gets better and better each and every week.
This portion of the Eagles' game plan was brought to you by Sports Authority, official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles. The 6th annual Eagles Blood Drive will take place December 28th at Lincoln Financial Field. Every donor will receive a special Eagles gift and a chance to win a pair of tickets to the 2014 home opener. Make your appointment today. Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. Guys, this is our final segment. We call it Three and Out. Our final thoughts here as we look ahead to the Eagles, Mike. What is the biggest surprise that you've seen from the Eagles through the first 11 weeks?
Well, I think if you look at the quarterback play, everyone thought that Nick Foles couldn't run Chip Kelly's offense. He's the hottest quarterback in the game right now. And the way he's maturing in this offense, the way he's making decisions, precision passing with the football, I think, to me, that is the biggest surprise. You know, with this offense that people questioned coming into the National Football League, question the quarterback, Nick Foles, running this offense. I think that's a huge surprise, and they're having a lot of success with Nick Foles at quarterback.
I got to go with the defensive side of the football, fellas, and it's a pleasant surprise. I mean, you look at this defense the first 4 weeks of the season, they couldn't stop anybody. Mm-hmm. You thought this team was on a record pace for giving up points and yardage as a defensive unit, but you got to give Billy Davis and his assistant coaches, and more importantly, these players, a lot of credit for buying in to this new scheme. They switched from 4-3 wide nine to this 3-4 scheme. He doesn't really have all the personnel that he's going to need to make this a top defense, but he's doing a fantastic job. The players are buying into it. They're starting to contribute. The last seven games, you're talking about close to just 17 points per game. And the thing I love the most as a defensive guy, turnovers. They are getting turnovers, and they're coming in bunches. I love the way this defense is playing.
The young players have really stepped up, and we see the development here. I'm here to say that Chip Kelly right now is a guy that I absolutely believe in. I think he can coach the quarterback position. We've seen the quarterbacks take care of the football, no matter who's in there. I think the offense itself, could this offense work at the NFL level? I haven't seen anybody catch up to it yet. And I think what we're going to see is a continual evolution of this offense here, depending on what personnel is available and who they're playing. And every week, I think we're going to see a few new wrinkles. And I like the way it's going. And I think the league is a long, long ways away from trying to play catch-up to what Chip Kelly's doing. Guys, it'll do it for another edition of Eagles Game Plan. For Mike Quick and Ike Reese, I'm Brian Baldinger. We'll be back here next week to preview the Arizona Cardinals as they come to town. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospital. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority, for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.